I love John Wick. I'm ordering some John Wick merch right now as we speak.
What are you getting?
I'm getting a John Wick hoodie. It's only $49.
The John Wick hoodie will look good on you.
It's pretty cool looking.
May I also suggest the John Wick candle wick making kit? I think you would enjoy that a lot. With the aroma, it says here, the aroma of Keanu Reeves. Wouldn't that be nice in your hallway? It smells Keanu-y in here.
Keanu,
cool breezy. Cool breezy.
Right. Keanu means cool breeze in Hawaiian. So why don't they make a Keanu-scented John Wick air wick?
They should.
I mean, you're a genius.
Sell
market
millions
this.
Of these.
I'll get it tomorrow.
People would love it. They would love it.
All right. And if you weren't listening to the show on 720, first of all, that's Bill Leff. I'm Wendy Snyder, and I'm professing my love for Keanu Reeves once again. I guess still.
I think you're going on a quarter of a century
it's
of loving
a long
Keanu
time.
Reeves. It's quite a while. At least a quarter
more
of a century.
Than that.
More than that.
Whenever he... What was his first movie, Bill? It wasn't Bill and Ted.
There was some movie
he was in about...
Not even Parenthood. There was some movie about a bunch of kids that were kind of ne'er-do-well kids, and one of them got killed, and I remember seeing him
River's Edge. I never remember movies. I remember that one.
That's before anyone knew the magnitude
of
Keanu Reeves. You could tell just by looking at him.
Yeah.
He went, this is a force to be reckoned with, this guy. One day he's going to be in John Wick 3.
Oh, they're already up to 3?
Yeah. And let me remind you of the plot line to John Wick 3. There isn't one.
You didn't see it, did you?
I didn't see it, but Dean Richards, our trusted movie compatriot...
He doesn't share the love of Keanu that I have.
He said it's just guys beating each other up and shooting at each other, and there's no storyline.
Well, that was John
Wick, too,
and the second
one.
But I mean, I didn't see two yet.
So you're going to see the first one, then the second one, then the third one?
Yeah, I still have to see...
I think that's crazy.
What's Avengers? What's the current one?
Endgame.
All right, what's the one before it? Infinity Wars?
The Squeakquel. Avengers 2, The Squeakquel. Weird name for an Avengers movie. Why would they call it that?
Do you remember this was maybe...
Infinity...
Wars. Yeah. I always
call it Infinity Gauntlet because that's what the comic was called, but it's Infinity Wars because a war sounds more... You want to watch a war,
yeah.
A gauntlet, you go, we'll just throw it down and
exactly.
I don't need to see that.
Well, that's my next thing that I got to watch. I have to watch the Infinity Wars.
I think you'll be pleasantly surprised, but you don't think so?
If Keanu Reeves isn't in a movie now.
He's in Keanu
no,
Reeves
he's
is in
the new Toy Story. He's the stunt dude.
I know.
Whoa.
I know you're going to see that.
I love Toy Story. How many have there been?
This will be number 4.
Honest to God?
Yep.
I think I saw
each of them good. Not a single bad Toy Story in the bunch.
Even though Tim Allen's in it?
Yeah, that's how good it is. Even with Tim Allen, even knowing that that's Tim Allen, I go, that's pretty good. He's actually, I have to say this about Tim Allen, because I'm not a fan of Tim Allen.
I think he's funny.
But he does a great job on those Michigan tourism commercials.
He really does.
He really does. And I don't like him, but it makes me want to go to Michigan. And then I'll go to Michigan and I won't like him. I go, I'm in the home state of Tim Allen. I don't like him, but I like being in Michigan. Give me a blueberry. I'll just ask a stranger. Do you have a blueberry I could have, please?
All right, I'm trying to find the very first movie that Keanu Reeves was in.
I think it's River's Edge. I'd be surprised if it wasn't. Are they saying otherwise?
A TV movie.
Doesn't count.
Act of Vengeance.
Was he in Act of Vengeance?
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know that.
Just TV movie,
I think he did... like an after-school special or two also, I think.
God, he's awesome.
Yeah. He doesn't seem to age.
He still looks... No, he looks exactly the same. And this was like a year ago. Do you remember the video of he gave up his seat to a homeless person on the bus?
Very nice of him.
He's just awesome.
Civic-minded.
He's a fabulous babe.
He's handsome. And when he's not shooting at people or beating them up in movies, he's nice to them on buses.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
He runs the gamut. He's got every emotion.
I'm getting my Wayne's World mixed up with
Bill and Ted.
Yeah. Whoa. All we are is dust in the wind, dude.
Yep.
Point Break was a really good movie.
In which way? How? I mean,
in that it was entertaining and pretty good, and Patrick Swayze was in it.
That was all right. It was all right.
You're wrecking it.
If you like sky surfing, it was really good.
He was on the Tracy Ullman show for a couple episodes.
I don't remember that, but if it says he was, I don't think he would lie about that. There's other things to lie. If I was Keanu Reeves, there's a bunch of stuff I'd lie about, but I wouldn't lie about that.
Yeah.
What was the movie that took place in Mexico? He met a girl on a bus.
Speed.
No. This was a bus.
It's funny because in John Wick, he got on a bus and my head went right to Speed.
Yeah. He only does movies. Like, he'll proofread a script, right, and he'll go, oh, there's not a bus in this till page four. I'll do it. You know, you got to have a bus. If you're going to go after him for a movie, just throw in a bus scene or two. But he's in Mexico and he meets a girl on a bus and her family is not very approving of him. It's really good. I can't remember what it's called, but
Lost in the Clouds or something.
A Walk in the Clouds, maybe? Yeah. Is that what it is? I think it's A Walk in the Clouds. But you could get lost up there. Maybe that's the sequel.
My Own Private Idaho, Little Buddha.
He was good. He was really good in My Own Private Idaho. Did you ever see that?
I don't think I did.
That's really a good movie.
Walk in the Clouds.
Very sad. It's A Walk in the Clouds. That's it.
He's a soldier returning from World War II?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
He looks good in uniform.
And then he meets this girl on a bus, and then he goes back to her. Her family has like a plantation in Mexico, and they are not approving of the fact that she is with him. They want him to be. They want their daughter. They want a better life for her. And it's really a good movie. I like.
Wow.
For a long time, my wife and I would do a thing where I would pick a movie, and then she would pick a movie, and then I would, and then she would. And every single time, I liked her choices better than my own.
Yeah, you've said that
every single time.
Did she pick that one?
Yeah, that was hers. And I have to be honest, I tried to talk her out of it. Going, oh,
why?
Because I saw the previews for it, and I just went, oh, this is going to be stupid. And then I was I'm very emotional in the movie. I was crying at the very beginning of the movie. I'm already going, oh, this is so sad. He's on a bus, and it's in Mexico. And it wasn't even sad yet. I was already weeping.
There's some weepy moments in John Wick.
No. John Wick?
Yeah. That's really? All I'm going to say. Yeah. Yeah.
I didn't expect to hear that.
And he's on this. He's in two episodes, I believe, of this Netflix, Always Be My Maybe. And I read. What is that again?
I don't know much about it, but I do know he's a part of it. But that's all I know.
Why is he this just so cool?
He drives. He's on a bus. It's the weirdest thing. What is he? Why the love of buses? I mean, I like them too, but there's other transportation options, Wendy. I mean, really.
I saw the preview for Always Be My Maybe. It's a pair of childhood friends end up falling for each other when they grow up. You would love this.
That sounds up my alley.
That's totally up your alley.
I would enjoy that.
The cry alley.
Yeah.
You're cute.
I really do. I've probably cried in 150 movies. It's the weirdest thing.
And Bill and Ted comes out next August, but it should be coming out.
Now, who will replace George Carlin in those movies?
I don't know.
That's not an easy replace. Right?
Yeah, I don't know how they would do that.
I'm also trying to think of who the other actor was. Who was the actor who played there? Was it now, I haven't seen the Bill and Ted movies since they first came out, so... You know, that's quite a while ago. But isn't Death a character in one of them?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't there a guy who is Death?
Bill, you know I don't remember anything, and I'm kind of surprised I don't, because it involves Keanu.
Yeah.
Death?
Yeah.
Like, does he have a Reaper? Is he the Grim Reaper with a hood and a sickle?
Yeah, he's like the personification of Death. So he is all that, and I think they have a contest with him. If I'm remembering this right, to determine whether or not they would die or not.
Yeah.
Right? And it's an actor that I was in. Remember earlier in the show, I mentioned that I was on an episode of The Untouchables?
Yes.
This guy was also on that show.
And what's his name?
Andy. I'm not sure I remember.
I'm not seeing Death. No? Evil Duke?
No, not Evil Duke.
Mm.
Mm-mm. You're not seeing it? Maybe for the second one. Do you looking up the second one or the first one?
I'm looking up the first one with Napoleon, Billy the Kid, Socrates, or Socrates.
Right. No, I think
Freud,
it's the second one.
Joan of Arc. Jane Weedland from the Go-Go's was Jane of Arc.
Oh,
I forgot
right.
about that.
Right.
I need to see this again. So you're thinking about Bill and Ted's Excellent
yeah.
Adventure 2?
Yes.
The Squeakquel?
The Squeakquel. Strange name.
What was Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey? Was that the second one?
That's the second one, yeah.
All right.
That's the second one. And what didn't they do a cartoon version of Bill and Ted?
Yeah.
Was it a Saturday morning show, or was what was it? A special?
I don't know. It wasn't good. That's all I can tell you. So Bill and Ted's Bogus Journey was 1991.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, I'm looking at death right now. Who was it?
Are you really? You're so calm.
The Grim Reaper was William Sadler.
William Sadler.
And what do we know him from?
That's probably his most prominent role, but I think he was on the same episode of The Untouchables with me. If not, I made a fool out of myself and complimented a different actor for his work, which I've also done.
Well, he's in the new one.
Oh, is he?
Yeah.
Playing the same. Is he still deaf?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, I'm in.
He's in our cartoon president. He does a voice for that. Blue Bloods, he's been on The Blacklist.
Oh, I remember him on The Blacklist. He's a good actor. Very, very dark.
Well, he plays death. You
yeah,
gotta go dark
to dark.
Do that.
Right. Rip Taylor wouldn't be a good death.
The new Hawaii Five-O he was on.
Hmm. Yeah, he's worked very steadily.
Iron Man 3, he was President Ellis.
Oh, I didn't know that.
He's been working a lot, Bill.
Yeah, he's busy.
And what'd you do with him? Oh, you were on The Untouchables with him. He was on JAG.
Was he?
How could they say that name on the television?
I'm offended. Every time I hear it, I'm offended.
He was in Deep Space Nine? Star Trek Deep Space Nine?
A regular or an episode?
Just three episodes.
Nah, it doesn't count.
Roswell?
That
he was
counts.
In a bunch of episodes of that.
Billy Sadler. That's what I say. I go, I want to work with Billy Sadler.
He's been in a lot of stuff. On a couple of St. Elsewhere's.
So on the third Bill and Ted, other than Bill and Ted and William Sadler as Death, is there anyone else returning that we would know? Does it say the cast list on IMDb?
I'm on two.
Oh, you're still doing two?
Well, that's what I was looking, and then I went to his, let me find it.
What's the third one called? Do we have a title yet?
I don't know, Bill. You got a computer in front of you, too, don't you?
Mine's on strike.
Why? You didn't pay its union dues?
Did not.
Bill and Ted 3, what is it called?
I don't think Alex Winter, the guy who's not Keanu Reeves in Bill and Ted, I don't think he's done anything big except for The Lost Boys. He was one of The Lost Boys.
That was a good movie. That was a long time ago, though.
Right. That was a good movie. That was both funny and scary. A lot of times it's hard to pull that off, both funny and scary, but The Lost Boys is funny and scary, and the two Coreys are in it. Bonus. What a bonus.
So is it Bill and Ted Face the Music? Does that sound
right? That sounds right.
God, Keanu was just gorgeous.
Yeah. I'm the last person to tell you what to do with your life, but why don't you leave Jim and the Boys for Keanu Reeves? Think about it.
All right.
Think about it more, I should say.
Why don't you leave your family for Keira Knightley?
We've discussed that.
Who has discussed that? You and your alter ego?
I should probably spell disgust at this point.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's always a chance. That would happen.
William Sadler, or Billy Sadler, as you call
him. Billy Sadler.
Will be back as Death in the third, but I don't
Good
have...
No other details on who's showing up for this?
No, I don't...
Replacing George Carlin is the trick, because that's not easy. I mean, he wasn't in it a lot. He was Rufus, right? Was that his character's
that
name?
That sounds familiar.
Their guide to the other dimensions.
Yeah.
Yeah. He was so good.
All right, well, William W. Leff, Esquire.
Yeah.
Should we take a break?
Yes, a break, and then Jen DeSalvo will give you the news, and then we'll talk about stuff.
All right, everybody's talking. No one's paying attention. Why do I always have to be the bad cop? Why am I the mom all the time?
Because you're the oldest.
Thank you for keeping us in line, Wendy.
You guys are in trouble if I'm the one keeping you in line.
Wendy, can I please wish a very happy birthday to a friend of the show, Jen DeSalvo.
Yes.
Who turned not 21 yesterday.
Not 21.
We missed it. We worked
totally
with you yesterday.
I'm sorry, guys. We were talking about waffles, and I was like, I just didn't want to be like, I'm going to go get waffles for my birthday and make it a thing.
You could have subtly thrown it into something. Well, you know, like today, because it's my birthday, you could have thrown that out like it was no big deal. We would have made you presents and stuff.
Handmade presents? Those
are
my
favorite. Yeah, of course. Absolutely.
So what'd you do for your birthday last night?
I worked. Oh, gosh, the puppy went to the emergency veterinarian.
What happened?
So she's been off the past few days, and then all of a sudden she just stopped eating her food.
You said that.
Yeah, she has basically IBS because she's a puppy.
Irritable bowel syndrome.
Oh. Yeah, so she's on a special diet. She had to get some shots, some fluids, all that stuff.
Dehydrated?
Yeah, so I came home last night. My poor husband, he was just like dead from going to work and taking her and...
cleaning up, I bet.
Yeah, because they were like, you know, if she has an adverse reaction to these shots, she has to go to the emergency vet. And as he was driving her home, she had an adverse reaction his car. Yeah, so he like took her to go back. And
she okay?
She's okay now. And my mother-in-law, bless her, she's babysitting today.
Puppy sitting.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing. Kona is a little over a year old. He was a year in January, and he's like a goat. He eats whatever. You take him for a walk. If there's a can on the ground, he'll try to eat the can.
And then they turn it into a game. When you tell them no, they're like, ha-ha, Mom, I got it. I'm going to take
it. Yeah, he prances. We call it the F-U prance. It's just kind of like, yeah, look what I got, and he runs from you.
I just am not used to that. I had a 15-and-a-half-year-old dog, and so for most of her life, she was a senior citizen.
Right.
None of that behavior.
Yeah. So it was the birthday you dreamed about, right? It was the perfect, everything couldn't have gone better birthday.
I didn't even get a piece of cake yesterday.
Oh, that's very sad.
I feel bad. Like I know it's weird to say, oh, it's my birthday today, but you almost have to.
But how many people just casually do throw it in?
I'm cool with it if people throw it in.
They go, and we did this because, yeah, that's my birthday. And then they just go about their business.
Well, a lot of people do like celebrating and talking about it. And when our boss had asked me to work that day, at first I like balked at it. Because every year on my birthday, because I'm a runner, I run my age in miles.
Yes.
And I have a lot of crazy friends that'll go do that too. Yeah. Yeah.
You're a runner. You're a crazy runner.
And we're into ultramarathon territory right now. So we're in the 30-mile range. But
an ultramarathon is how many miles?
It starts at 31.
It starts at 31, but it goes up into the hundreds, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Well, you won't live to be in the hundreds.
I won't be able
so
to
you
run
don't
that.
Have to, you know, run the hundreds.
Yeah.
People
but then,
run that much?
They do. I've done it.
For what reason?
Glory.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
To prove that you have control over your body.
I have no
The
control.
Longest you've run is what?
100.
100 is the longest.
Yeah.
And that took how long to run?
Way too long. It took me 34 hours. There was no breaks necessarily that were scheduled. I had like an asthma attack at mile 70, so that set me back a little bit.
And you kept going despite that.
Yeah, so...
Most people would have quit.
My friend who had ALS, they brought him 5 hours down to come watch me since he was a 100-mile ultramarathoner.
Oh, and so you were doing it too.
He passed away 6 months after that. So if I wouldn't have finished, you know, that's something you live with for the rest of your life.
Right.
And he did it before. He was never able to do it again, so I had to do it.
Poor thing.
Wow.
Well, happy belated birthday. I'm sorry we missed it.
We had a big party at our house for you, but then I'm like, Jen's not even here. We still had a great time.
Did you finish all the cookies and cakes?
Yes, they were all gone.
We'll do some news, and then I thought you wanted to talk to Jen about something today.
I do.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And that is brought to us by American Weathermakers Heating and Cooling, the 60 Minute Men, what's hot and what's cold. We'll talk to Jen DeSalvo about that after the news. Thank you, Jen. Happy belated birthday.
Happy belated birthday, Jen. A lot of cultures celebrate your birthday the day after. You know that.
Sure.
So Wendy and I are part of those cultures.
Some cultures do it the whole month?
Yep, the entire month. Wendy, both you and I are looking at William Sadler's IMDb page, and I can't find any mention of him ever being in The Untouchables. So I honestly complimented an actor for their work that was not him.
Well, that's how you roll sometimes, and I like it.
But this particular actor, whoever he was, he or she, it was years ago, I don't remember if it was a man or a woman, were very nice about it. They were
you
very
really
accepting.
Said, like, his name?
No, I didn't say the name. I just said, hey, I saw you in, and I mentioned a couple things, and they nodded and smiled, and And apparently it's the wrong actor.
What, was it Windy City Live? They nodded and smiled?
Yes. Yes, much like Windy City Live, they nodded and smiled. Here's a question I have.
Nice voice.
Why does my voice change when I ask you a question? Jen, you spent some time in helicopters.
I did.
Now, we had this story in New York about this helicopter that crashed into the top of a building in a helicopter. A couple of questions. Question number one. They said that this guy was not trained, the pilot of this helicopter. I know you're not an authority on helicopters.
Yeah, not at all. Let's just preface that.
But have spent time doing traffic out of a helicopter, right? Okay. So they said that this guy had a license to fly a helicopter, but not in inclement weather. Is that a designation on a license to fly a helicopter? Can they say you're only trained under certain weather conditions, and that was one of the problems?
But you shouldn't fly in inclement weather, right? Aren't there some...
Well, yeah, I don't know if that's a designation for sure. It sounds legit, but experienced helicopter pilots will not go up if there's any threat of weather. We wouldn't go up when the ceiling was too low. Just, you know, even if pulling out of the Wheeling Airport, the ceiling was high and we were able to get around, but yet in Chicago, you know, it was too low. We wouldn't necessarily fly on those days, or we'd stay within like a 5 mile radius of the airport and come back down. But
so he was not like he shouldn't have taken off, perhaps. But I don't think his license had anything to do where you can't fly.
But that's what I thought too. And then they said,
"Well, they said
yesterday,
he's not instrument rated." So
what does that mean?
I believe it's being able to read the instruments when it comes to weather.
Well, then he should.
Which is kind of an important part of flying a helicopter.
Then should he have been going up alone? Shouldn't he have had a partner with him?
Who would have also died training.
I don't know.
Is there ever a time? I've never been in a helicopter, but I imagine it to be a very scary ride, even if you've been in there dozens and dozens of times. Have you ever been in one and not just thought, wow, there's really not that much keeping us up?
No,
that's you could say the same about an airplane. Well, I get that. But
it's the weird thing because I hate flying in airplanes. I don't travel very much because I'm deathly afraid of airplanes. I have panic attacks on them. And I was having actually a panic attack on an airplane a few years ago coming back just from Florida, which is the furthest I'll go. Maybe California.
That's the limit, huh? Two and a half hours?
Maybe California.
Okay.
Yeah.
4 hours.
And I was like, this has to end. You know, I need to get helicopter trained. I need to get over this phobia. I need to get over this fear. So I started training in the helicopter, but it is a completely different experience. Now, when helicopters fly and they hit turbulence, they're more like a fishy. Because their moisture is in the atmosphere, you know, it depends on how dense it is. So instead of having the bumpy turbulence you get on an airplane,
you're side to side more.
It's like you're swimming like a little fishy through the air.
Is that what you're thinking while your helicopter is bobbing around in the air?
That's what helps keep me comfortable. But yeah, I was shocked at how well I took to it. I think with an airplane, if I can't see where I'm going, I feel so out of control. And there's so many people around me that I'm just kind of stuck in the middle of something and I don't know where I'm going and I don't know where I'm at. In a helicopter, there's only two of you in the front seat. You can see almost 360 of where you're at. The ground, you can see what people look like and what cars look
like.
Because you're not that far off the ground. And that's, you know, imperative for traffic reporting because you got to know what's going on.
If you're laying out in your backyard and the helicopter is going over, they can see you in your backyard laying out. With no top
close,
on?
If they're...
They can.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, they get pretty high, so you might not be able to tell those specifics necessarily. But, you know,
you could say there's a person laying out in their backyard.
We've done flyovers. Like, I've flown over my house before, and my husband was outside, and I saw his phone in front of his face as he's waving, because he was recording me as I was recording him, and all that kind of stuff.
Wow.
Taking pictures of kids out on the soccer field to send them to their school. Like, you're on the news.
Cool. That first time, so you established you were afraid of flying in an airplane, and you had panic attacks on airplanes. So that first time that you went up in a helicopter must have just been horrible.
It was a little scary, but I was really shocked by the time that I was done how, like, thrilling it was.
Yeah?
And how I was like, I can do this.
Yeah,
this
but you're
fun.
That type of person. You are. You're a runner. You're a hiker. That's exciting for you. I'd be uncomfortable in a helicopter. I don't want to see everything. And you, afraid of heights, I think that would mess with you.
Well, it's weird because I am afraid of heights. And yet there are certain things, like I'm great on roller coasters. I'm fine. The higher, the better on a roller coaster. There have been several times where I've considered jumping out of a plane, you know, with a parachute, Wendy. Not,
well, we've all considered it.
This movie is horrible.
I have not considered that.
Jump off the plane.
He thought about it for, what, 10 seconds?
Do you remember when we were on we did a show for a week in Turks and Caicos, and they had a thing where not only did you come out of a helicopter, but I'm sorry, an airplane, jump out of an airplane, but they went up twice as high as they normally do this from. Do you remember we watched them do that? And I was going to do it. And then I thought, because at the time my daughters were less than a year old. And I'm like, what if something does go wrong? My wife would hate me forever.
And Terry wasn't there with you.
She was not there.
Yeah.
Like, were you able to see, like, the blackness of space?
You could see.
No. It wasn't that high. Come on.
But the airplane you were watching looked, I mean, it was like an inch big. It was way, way, way up in the sky, twice the size that they usually do it. And the people that they were doing it, they were untrained. They were just tourists in Turks and Caicos, you know, trusting everybody. Yeah. All right, I'll try it. But I was like right on the, I got to do this. But I didn't do it. But I am so afraid of heights. But then, like you said, there's little glitches in that.
So with a helicopter, you know, you have your own door. So you can let yourself out. And I always thought that was comforting.
But not in midair.
No. But then I found out, even with a parachute or anything, if you're moving and you go to jump out of that, anything that flies back, if hits the propeller.
Oh, yeah.
Even a cell phone. If you threw your cell phone out the window or, you know,
it gets
something
sucked up into the propeller.
Or the back prop.
Oh.
And it can throw that whole helicopter off. So, like, very.
They have
to
distribute the weight a certain way when they're loading up, right? You have to distribute the weight to make sure everything's even.
Yeah, like fly time, there was like a total of 2 hour fly time if we had three people in there. The photog, me as the reporter, and the pilot. Now, if you add a fourth person in, it'd be like an hour and a half.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Wow. All right, this is every once in a while I ask a question that you'll go, well, everyone knows that, but I don't know it, so I'll ask. Anytime I see somebody in the news getting out, usually it's the president or somebody, they've landed somewhere on a helicopter. So either the president himself or somebody next to him always, they make you bend down a little bit when you're exiting or entering in a helicopter. If you don't, is it going to take the top of your head off?
Vic Morrow.
It can.
Well, Vic Morrow's situation was different because he wasn't on that helicopter, right? It just landed by him and took his head off, right? I don't think he was on it.
I thought he was because everybody duck. If you don't duck, and Trump is really tall.
If you don't duck, will it take the top of your head off?
I mean, I always make sure to not get on or off if the props are going or, get really low.
Oh, I thought the props kept going because I always see them still. No?
We would power up after, you know, we all got in and buckled in and then we'd power up.
That's the safer
and
way to do it.
Kind of like driving a car, you know, you buckle your seatbelt before you start moving.
No, that's true. All right.
Yeah.
Does it say, Wendy, about Vic Morrow? I thought he was...
excuse me, yes.
Him and there was a little child whose life was also taken, right?
Were they, like, sucked up? Because, like...
They were decapitated.
I think it, yeah.
Yeah, like, it sucked them up. So you tried to stay close to the ground so you don't get, like, lifted.
That also happened in the first episode of Lost, where somebody was walking by the engine. In this case, it was an airplane. It wasn't a helicopter. And they got... The wind just pulled them into the engine and tore them to shreds.
I mean, we're not that heavy.
No.
Compared to one of those. We're not that heavy.
Right.
And like trains, they say, you know, you need to stand back if it's barreling through at like 65 miles per hour because you can get sucked under it.
Right.
Or the CTA even.
Oh, yeah.
When they come to a stop, stay as far back as you
can. Or a really fast rickshaw could do it too. You got to be very careful.
I guess there was an accident, Bill. Sorry, you are correct, sir.
Did you read my book about Vic Morrow?
I know.
Come on, Wendy.
What's it called?
My
Vic
book.
Vic Morrow.
I love you, Vic Morrow.
In the climactic scene in this movie, The Twilight Zone, the movie, that's what it was.
Yes.
He rescues two Vietnamese children from a helicopter fire during the Vietnam War. But the helicopter flying into an exploding charge was not part of the script. The accident blinded the pilot. The chopper crashed to earth, crushing the girl, 6-year-old Renee Chen, and decapitating Morrow and the 7-year-old boy, Micah Din Lee, who he was carrying. The grisly graphic death and celebrity of the film's director, John Landis, finally brought much-needed attention to the issues of safety on Hollywood movie sets.
The strange thing is, they did not scrap. They changed that part of the scene, because the Twilight Zone movie has, I think it was 4 separate stories. So that storyline is still intact, which was really, I remember when I saw the movie, it was hard to watch.
Yeah.
Because you go, this guy, he died 8 minutes after this, you know? It was really hard to watch that part.
And now you see that all the time on social media when you get sucked into the clickbait that says, you know, see the last photograph before this girl was taking a selfie and fell off a cliff. Yeah. And I'm sorry, I click on them. What's wrong with me?
Yeah, I know.
You do too, don't you?
Oh, yeah. Of course.
I do not, just because I know that, like, you know, Russians are taking our information if we click on those things,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, there's that. Yeah,
they can have really. Yeah. My information will do nothing for anyone.
But all of the pilots that I've ever flown with have been former military.
Oh, really?
So they were very well trained.
Yeah,
yeah, and very knowledgeable, very safe. Even if it's like, oh, it's not that bad, let's go up. They'd be like, nope, not going to do it. Not going to do it. Yeah, or you know that there's breaking news somewhere and you want to go see it. Sorry, too bad, we're not going to get it. And they put the kibosh on it.
There was one day here while we were doing the show that a helicopter came like right behind us on this window here. I've never seen it before. Like, usually if there is a helicopter, it's farther out or above us, but this one came right through here.
Oh, yeah, they right do over tours. The river.
Yeah.
It but, wasn't a news... What?
No, but this was... I've never seen it before either. Yeah. It was, like, pretty close, just over the river.
Or was it black?
I don't know.
Because sometimes that's a military or police.
Oh.
But, I don't think you'd ever catch a media helicopter flying through the Chicago River and through the buildings. They will go around. They will go over.
Yeah.
Especially if you get close to one of these high-rises with these giant antennas, it can knock out all of the electric systems, and you might fall, like, 20 floors in the air before your electric systems come back on.
Oh, my God.
So, yeah, they'll stay far away from that.
John Landis, along with producer Steven Spielberg, were arrested, along with the helicopter's pilot, who did survive, and the pyrotechnics technician. They were all charged with manslaughter. They were acquitted of these charges.
Wow.
Authorities also found a handful of laws broken. The two young girls were working at 2:30 a.m.
This was
a breach child labor law. Their parents had been instructed to keep quiet about the late night working hours. The families of Morrow and the two girls both sued, but eventually settled out of court for an undisclosed fee.
Before you joined the station, I had John Landis on with me one time, and it was like right in the middle of the fence as to whether or not I wanted to talk to him about that, because I've never seen him interviewed about it. I'm sure at some point somebody has asked him about it, but I've never seen it. So I was just going to bring it up as one of the many storylines to talk to him about, and for some reason I just decided...
It wasn't the proper...
It's going too well. Do I really want to mess this up?
Like,
by asking him something that would be obviously a very dark moment in his life.
I would think that'd be like a rider in like the agreement.
Do not ask about this.
Yeah.
I think by now so much time has passed that anyone interviewing him wouldn't even think to ask him about it, because it's been 35 years, maybe. Right?
God, there's a video of it happening. Why am I watching
it? You're watching it now? You're watching it?
Yeah, I can't pull away.
Oh...
I mentioned yesterday that there's video of David Ortiz being shot.
Yeah, I saw that.
You've watched that?
Yeah.
Does it look to you like it's now, like in the last couple of days, we have now come to believe that the guy who did the shooting had him as an intended target?
Yes.
But when you saw the video, didn't it look like he just walked into a place, shot the first guy by the door, and left?
It did look like that.
Have you seen the video of it, John?
I have not. I don't like to watch that stuff. I know, maybe I should.
I don't honestly either. And there was one time we were sitting at our office when we used to have the noon break in between.
Mm-hmm.
And our former producer, Kevin Richter, pulled up a beheading or something.
Right.
And I was looking over his shoulder, and I got to be honest with you, I thought it was fake. And I was watching it, and I sometimes when I close my eyes, I still see that. I cannot unsee that. It was legit.
Yeah.
So I'm usually really careful. I cannot watch these animal cruelty things.
Yep.
I cannot watch that.
The whole third episode of Chernobyl, I mean,
oh,
I had to fast
really?
Forward to like 41 minutes and 29 seconds before it's safe.
I haven't gotten to it yet.
There's a couple of websites, one in particular, and I won't give out the name of the website, but their focus is on raw footage of various news events. And twice, when looking up a story, that's been... the link if you want to see the video, and I'm like, do I want to see the video? And then I go, maybe for just to be responsible and talk about the story, I should see it. But their whole website is hundreds if not thousands of pages of very upsetting footage, just god-awful footage that you go, well, I really should not be watching this, and yet here I am watching.
That was where the beheading video was.
It's the same exact way.
Yeah, well, you two knew the address. Thanks for not sharing it with me, because I refuse to
I don't want
ever...
you to know what it is.
Doesn't all this make you, like, sit back and think, like, why do we talk about this? There's, like, 50% of the population that is battling cancer at some point in their life. Why aren't we talking about how to prevent that or fix it or what the medical breakthroughs are when it comes to cancer? But instead, we're talking about something that affects one person.
Right. I know.
Because it's shocking. That's why people talk about it. It's out of the norm. Unfortunately, cancer is pretty normal, which is sad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Happy birthday, Jen, by the way.
Yesterday. We weren't as down and out yesterday.
Because it was your birthday, we spared all this conversation one extra day.
Let's watch helicopter crashes and
We'll get your birthday pizza tonight. That's we don't do birthday cake anymore in our family. We do birthday pie because pie is better than cake.
Yeah, I get it. My husband's got like lactose and fructose intolerances, so I made him a birthday meatloaf one year.
Oh, all right, I like that.
Yeah.
A birthday meatloaf. It's a phrase that doesn't roll off the tongue, but once you think about it, it's practical.
Red sauce frosting.
It's not a bad idea.
Thanks, Jen.
Thank you for hanging out. We'll take a quick break. We'll close things off.
All right, well, happy humper, Bill.
Yes. I can't argue with that. That's that's the ultimate well wish, isn't it?
I'm gonna.
All right. Tomorrow is Thursday. Bye, Wendy.
See you, Bill.